The Senate's Connect the Nation Act would give up to $40 million a year for state and regional public-private partnerships dedicated to bringing broadband internet access to rural areas. The act is based on the success of Connect Kentucky, which has now become Connected Nation, headquartered in Washington, D.C.
We've had a 100% increase in the number of homes using broadband.
CEO Brian Mefford claims success in increasing the number of high-speed internet subscribers in Kentucky.
That growth rate has led the country.
But others who work in the broadband field say that's not accurate.
Kentucky is not one of the fastest-growing states in the country.
Bruce Leishman is the head of Leishman Research, an independent agency that studies broadband proliferation. He says Connect Kentucky's claim is based on an oversight. One year, the FCC did not include Kentucky's biggest internet service provider in a connectivity survey. The next year, it did. When you compare the two studies,
it looks like Kentucky's one of the fastest growing states in the country.
In fact, according to Leishman, it's among the last. Kentucky ranks 46th in broadband connectivity. Connect Kentucky's Brian Mefford says his group has done more than increase connectivity. He says they're closing in on complete statewide broadband access. But Norman Shippard, who runs BluegrassNet, an independent ISP in Louisville, says that's like taking credit for the tide coming in.
The original mission of Connect Kentucky was to proliferate broadband in the state of Kentucky, and in my opinion, that's like done. So,
because of them?
No. I don't know if it's because of them, but at this point, I would say broadband is pretty much everywhere.
Shippard and Leishman say broadband proliferation was inevitable. Leishman points out that from 2004 to 2007, the number of connected addresses in Kentucky went up 16%. That seems significant, but nationwide, connectivity rose 18%, and that's without the help of a public-private partnership like Connect Kentucky, which has received millions of dollars in state grants over the years. Connect Kentucky has a map of broadband availability on their website.
I'm not sure that they're as accurate as they say they are.
O.V. Sparks is the general manager of KVNet, a small ISP in Hardin County. He says the map is exaggerated.
Some of those areas might have one person in it that can get it. And it's like a census area. And they say this guy can get it, so they color the whole area in. Well, that's not true. Some of that area can't get it.
Now Connect Kentucky is seeking money to map other states. They're also working to promote broadband use in rural areas through what they call e-community leadership teams. Sparks is on the Hardin County team, and he says it's a good idea. But in the last 2 years, he says all they've done is produce a document outlining their goals.
It's a nice little brochure piece.
Is it effective at all?
I haven't seen anything come out of it yet.
Spark says Connect Kentucky has increased awareness of new technology. CEO Brian Mefford points out a positive result of the group's growth.
2 years previous to this initiative, Kentucky was bleeding IT jobs at a rate of about 6.4% per year. And just in the past 2 years, we've seen that turn around, and we've seen a 3.1% increase.
As Connect Kentucky and its parent, Connected Nation, expand, they stand to receive more state and federal grants through the Senate based on apparent success in Kentucky. But researcher Bruce Leishman says he wouldn't call it a success story.
Kentucky ranks 46th in broadband penetration.
Leishman says even if broadband were easily accessible, Kentuckians would still have to pay for it.
While we're speaking, I will pull up the per capita income, and Kentucky ranks 47th.
For WFPL, I'm Gabe Bullard.